Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast hosted by Styles UK. I'm Molly and I'm joined by Andy today, and Styles UK are the UK's only single source supplier for anything and everything: heat transfers, heat presses, heat transfer vinyl, and of course education, which is why you are all here today listening to the podcast on either Spotify, Apple or YouTube if you're watching us live. But I'm going to hand over to Andy to introduce our guest today.
Yep, so we're very excited to have Felix Tiller from Product, which is one of the new brandable brands that you'd have seen a lot of noise about over the last couple of weeks. Anyone that went to Printwear Promotion would have hopefully met Felix and seen some of the products. I know that the team at Prestige, which are stocking this product, were really excited. They've had a really great response for it. So they said, can we get together? Let's do a podcast, because I think the people want to know more about it. We've had a few questions coming in over the last couple of weeks since it's launched about, have you seen this product? What do you think about it? So I thought now's a great time to get Felix on, because he's leading the charge in the UK with the Product brand. So welcome to the podcast, Felix.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for having me.
So before we get started, could you give us a little bit of a backstory about Product? It's obviously part of a bigger brand as well, just to kind of give the story for people who might be unfamiliar with Product or Jack and Jones, your bestseller as well.
Yeah, and bestseller has been running for, I think, the best part of 27 years now. They have about 25 retail brands. The biggest one is Jack and Jones. I think they turned over 1.4 billion last year. It's a big brand, big company, huge amounts of sales data, obviously. And Product sort of sits underneath Jack and Jones, and we do a multitude of different things. So we'll do clothing for WH Smith's hospital shops, for instance. You know, we'll make slippers for them, or underwear, or socks, and things like that. But Product also does these shorter order run things. And what we were finding was that our traditional supply chain, where it's 1,000 pieces, it's 16 weeks, it comes out of Bangladesh, was just not fit for purpose. So we developed the Blanks range to service parts of bestseller. So if we need to repeat something quickly in season, we can print it locally and we can deliver it in a week. Whereas before, in our traditional way of manufacturing, we couldn't. So that's kind of really where it started. And then speaking to decorators, distributors, about where they saw gaps in the market or where they saw opportunities. And we just sort of really went from there. And it's taken a year from going to the first PMP trade show as a guest to then a year later actually presenting our product. So, yeah, it's been a steep learning curve for us. But I think we know enough. We know enough to launch. But luckily, we've got some really, really good distributors to kind of guide us through this world and help us in partnership. So, yeah, it's quite exciting.
So let's talk about PMP then, because that's where you had your big kind of opening party for Product being available to the UK audience, or soon to be available. And I know, speaking to Ashley at Prestige, she was really excited about the response that everyone was coming to them with. So what are the sort of questions that people are asking you at PMP? So anyone that might not have been able to attend and see the product, what sort of the most common questions you were getting at the show?
The most asked was probably, how much is it? What's the price? But a lot of people were just, I think, a bit curious, like, why are Jack and Jones in this world? You know, what are you doing here? And then you kind of explain it's part of our supply chain and how we're changing, and we've got some demand for some product from distributors, and it just kind of snowballed from there. But yeah, it's interesting to see people's reaction. I think if you don't know how big Jack and Jones is, you still know what the brand is. You know, you've still heard about it. And this is, I think, the thing that is one of our USPs, is that all the way down the supply chain, chances are the person you're speaking to has already heard of Jack and Jones. So it kind of answers some of the questions about quality, and it is true retail quality, because what you're buying is the same as a Jack and Jones garment on ASOS. So yeah, it was an interesting reaction.
So one of the things you touched upon there was around the retail data. I mean, We spoke about this briefly before we got started off air, but this was something I thought was really interesting for people Because that's kind of the, you know, as the relationship between the end user and the garment decorator, there's much more of a two-way communication, I find, these days, in terms of not just do you want this t-shirt, or here are the options, which one do you want? It's more a case of, oh, you'll go with the good, better, best options, but there'll also be a case of, well, actually, I saw this, I'm interested in this. I think people have, you know, every day that passes, people have a much better idea about quality and what they actually want from a branded garment. But could you tell everyone a little bit about the data that you refer to there and how that might be of a benefit for them as a garment decorator?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've got this huge amount of sales data from all over Europe, all over the world. So when we're looking at the styles that we want to put into our range, we can say, okay, well, this classic T-shirt is the best-selling classic T-shirt that we've done. This is the best-selling oversized T-shirt. We know that that's worked on ASOS, it's worked on Zalando. So it's tried and tested. And again, with the crews and the hoodies, I would describe them as slightly more fashion fit compared to some competitors in the market, but I don't think they're massively fashion that's going to put off people. They are slightly tighter on the arms, for instance, on the hoodie and the sweat program, and a little bit more fitted perhaps on the classic tee. But you know, this has come from real data, and even down to the colors as well. Obviously, we produce the colors you'd expect, so your black, gray, navy, white, orange, red, green, royal. But then when we got down to the bottom part of the colours and how much a percentage that would make up of sales, in some cases it was less than 1%. So we thought, well, rather than just taking what everyone else is doing, let's look at our sales data. So we looked at the colours, we call them evergreen colours. They're colours that we run every season. And we thought, okay, well, let's put these in the range because that gives us, again, you know, a little bit of choice, a little bit of you know, a little bit different from our competitors. So yeah, the colors, the fits, everything has come from sales data, and then the cross-referencing that with the distributors and making sure that they believe in it as well.
Which again is helping the person who's listening to this podcast, helping them out, because it's not going to encourage them to stock stuff they're not going to sell, which is always really important. It's not anything, no one is listening really wants to have stock on their shelf for more than a couple of days a week in a perfect world, because it's, you know, it's tying down money from their business. So if you can help them with data to be like, look, I know you think you want this in you know, sparkles, but really we know that no one's actually going to buy that.
So sparkles, when have you seen a sparkle t-shirt?
I was trying to think of what's a color that I could say that,
like,
no
lime
one wants
green.
But I was like, oh, they might have that color in that. And that's like, oh, that's probably, actually, it's a really good seller. The data proves it. but you can just be like, look, here's what people who are buying from, you know, the biggest retail sites in the UK, in Europe, and around the world are interested in, because it's a bit like ourselves when it comes to heat transfer vinyl, black and white. We know that most people just buy black and white 9 times out of 10. Likewise, a lot of transfer designs have changed a little bit, but there's still a lot of black and white transfers that go through, because ultimately that's what people want. You know, sometimes they want the simplicity, but they, you know, and you don't want them to, like I say, stock stuff they're not going to sell. It's not going to be of any benefit to them having that on the shelf, and it means that ultimately they can't restock from you, because they're like, well, I've got to sell this colored hoodie or t-shirt that no one wants, but I have to sell it because it's, you know,
sitting on my shelf.
Sitting on myself, yeah. So when it comes to the data and how that might help people, because you're part of a larger group, does that mean that if there's a particular retail trend, you know, as we move into 25, 26, 27, it means I assume that means you'll be able to turn around product quicker this is selling really well in Jack and Jones. Perhaps we need to introduce this into product to help people. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, from the understanding that I have of the market, I think, you know, obviously people don't want colours to be discontinued. They don't want sizes to be discontinued. They want to have that product available for as long as possible. So we're always conscious of that when we add a new product. It might be that at some point we can do more seasonally driven stuff. So would be perhaps a color palette that we would launch, and it would just be for 12 months, and the customers and the end consumers would know that it's only available for that short period of time. But at the moment, I think our focus is these products that are never going to go out of stock. But yeah, it's interesting, and I think for a long time, the fashion industry and the promotion industry have kind of existed side by side, but I think they're really sort of beginning to come together now, especially with these, you know, the new sort of DTF and DCG more, you know, more becoming more accessible in terms of price. People don't want to sit on a lot of stock, you know, whether that be a brand or whether that be, you know, a decorator. So to be able to have that flexibility of just printing on demand and printing just what you need and having it just in time, I think that's only going to get bigger, and I think it's going to translate into the fashion industry. I've seen it in a few brands already using these techniques. And I think once DCG becomes slightly more cheaper, or when DTF become the technology becomes a little bit better and the prints are more like a screen print or DCG print, then it's just going to explode. And I think the barrier to entry for a brand would be the amount of blank garments they have to sit on. So I think there is definitely going to be more brands that will come into the market that have a more fashion linked to service those type of customers. And you know, there are certain brands that are doing a very good job of it at the moment. So we're hopefully going to be, you know, in contention, you know, to supply the people with what they need.
So that was something to, I wanted to pick up on there, is they're never out of stock, because you're part of a large group. You mentioned earlier that this is something, it's kind of one of your core promises, I guess, is that there's always a supply chain available for the product range to end users.
Yeah, I mean, Jack and Jones has one of the biggest never out of stock programs in Europe for its retailers. The way that retailers buy is quite different. They tend to take small amounts of stock, little and often. Obviously, with the distributors, they're taking great big chunks of stock, and you might not hear from them for 3 months for a similar size order. So we have built our projections based on distributors. So we're buying a lot of stock, and we will always have enough stock. In the first 3 months, it got a little bit hairy, because what people said they were going to order and what they actually ordered was very different. So yeah, but we're back on track now, so we've got more than enough stock. But it's a learning curve for us, obviously. It's a completely different market, but yeah, one we're kind of keen to kind of get involved in.
So let's talk about the product then, because Molly's not had the chance to see anything yet, and I've got a few items on the table next to me.
I'm excited.
So we'll have a little look at them, and then perhaps you can just explain for Molly's benefit, what's the thinking behind each one, what's the benefit of each one, and what's the kind of unique feature. So I've got this lovely T-shirt, which obviously we put heat transfers on. I can confirm that they fused up very nicely. There's no marks left on these at all. It's normally the number one question people are asking us is, you know, do they scorch? What's their marking like? But actually, these are really easy to decorate. So tell us about this T-shirt then, Felix.
So I'm thinking that's the classic T-shirt that you've got there. Yeah, so the classic T-shirt is 180 GSM, 100% organic cotton. We've got the label to the side, the sizing label to the side, so you can decorate in the back neck as well. Yeah, super smooth printing surface. So we really kind of designed this for the DTG market. We found that if you looked for 180 GSM, 100% organic cotton, the choices were either more price pointed or they were more expensive. So there was not too much in the middle. So that's where we want to try and sit. But yeah, it's, I think for the money, it's a fantastic T-shirt. It's based on the best-selling garments from best-selling T-shirt from Jack and Jones, and everyone we've given it to has been really impressed with the printing, whether that's embroidery, screen printing, DTG, DTF. So we're really proud of it. Really pleased with it.
I think it's really good how you've left it brandable, because that's the kind of one of the questions I had in my mind. When Ashley was like, oh, I'll send you some bits over to test and have a look at. I was like, but it's not actually like, here's a T-shirt, but it's like, this is Jack and Jones, or this is product on it. It's still very much, if you want to use the story to be like, look, this is a Jack and Jones t-shirt, this is from the data, to the actual person, the garment decorator or the end user, you can tell that story. But if they just want a brandable t-shirt, it has that option too, because there's still plenty of room to actually put a custom neck label in the back of it as well.
Yeah. But yeah, I think this was one thing that was explained to us when another brand tried to do a similar thing coming to the market. I think they came in with the idea that everything had to be dual branded. And we obviously took the decision that no, that's not what we're trying to achieve, and it's not what the end consumer necessarily wants. So on the care labels where it says Jack and Jones, you can actually tear that out, so there'd be no trace of Jack and Jones on it if you didn't want it. But yeah, so it's one thing we made a decision that we weren't going to try and dual brand anything.
I think that's really good. It's good to have the flexibility there for end users that way. It's great for, because we always preach about how you should be putting custom neck labels in with your brand, just as a kind of a business card and as a calling option for people that to generate more business organically. That way, someone picks up that t-shirt and be like, "Oh, that feels
really
like a retail,
nice, really
feels like
nice
a retail
quality.
T-shirt." Yeah,
yeah, it's got a really nice soft finish to it, and I love the yellow on the navy. That's a really good combination from a print. No, it looks really good. I'm a fan. Item number one approved.
So next we have the polo shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that one's 220 GSM PK, again, an organic cotton. I think, you know, if you look at the quality and the fit of it, it's quite obvious that it's come from a Jack and Jones heritage. It's something that Jack and Jones are very good at, the polo shirt. They do, I don't know how many iterations of polo shirts, but this is based, you know, this is our best seller. It comes in 12 colors. It's really comfortable, really super soft hand feel to it.
It feels quite breathable as well. Like, I know 220 is obviously still quite like a thick t-shirt in comparison to like 180, but it feels very breathable. I would imagine that most people wearing polos, it would either be for maybe like work wear or something where you might be, you know, physically getting a bit warm and a bit sweaty and you don't want something too heavy. So it has got that really nice breathable feel to it. How do you find printing this one? You've done a sleeve print there, I see.
Yeah, I've done some director film on the back here, which was no problem, very easy. And I've also done some screen printed transfers with our Plastisol transfer option here on the front in the neon colors, left chest, arm print, and that's quite a big sleeve print there on there as well.
It's a good print space.
And it was fine, absolutely no problems with it. Just used pillows for these ones. I didn't need to go anything more complicated than that.
That's good.
Very, very easy to use. Okay, so now we've got the hoodie. This one, our production manager here was very impressed with your hoodie, Felix, and the quality, the hand feel of it.
That is very nice. Is it soft on the inside as well? Yes,
yeah.
Of course it is.
It's very fleecy on the inside, isn't it?
It's lovely.
That was particularly noticeable was actually how it feels on the inside as well as the outside.
Yeah, I hate this when you get a hoodie and it's scratchy on the inside. That's like the worst thing.
Yeah, it's 300 GSM, 80% organic cotton and 20% recycled poly. The zip through comes in 7 colours. The overhead comes in 23 colours. But yeah, this is something that the hoodie I think is fantastic. The crew I'm really pleased with as well, because the shape is just right. It's not too baggy or boxy. It's still a very sort of classic fit, but just looks a little bit more elevated. You know, if you were to print up something for uniform, I think it looks really good. And I think the employees have got to be happy wearing it as well, so it's got to be comfortable.
I'm surprised actually that hasn't scorched, because with the soft inside and the recycled content in there, that's come out perfectly. How did you print that?
That was just with, so this is with 160 degree transfer as well. So this is, again, I've used a screen print on the front. I put it on the sleeve and the bottom sleeve. I just used pillows for this. So it had a little bit of shine when you first printed it, when you take it off the press, obviously. But then within like next to no time, it's faded out straight away. So it's not been washed
good.
Or any cheating to get it to look nice. It's, it was very easy to brand. We did a DTF on the back as well.
Very nice placement there, Andy.
There we go. So again, it was very easy to decorate, peeled nicely. think it's because there's a good tight sort of weave on the print, so it makes it really easy to decorate that way.
Yeah, and the printing surface, the top surface, is 100% cotton, even though it is a poly blend. So yeah.
No, I'm a big fan of this one. I think we should. I think we should get some in black and have them branded up for us to wear for our videos, because I like these. They seem very comfortable.
Yeah, so
really high quality as well. You can get away with bumping your profit margins up significantly with these, for sure.
Yeah, they definitely have a kind of premium feel to them, which I think a lot of people will be very happy with. And it's probably a good time to plug the fact that, so this is coming out on the 27th,
correct?
Monday the 27th, and on the 31st of this month, so May, we will be doing a live at 12 p.m. which you'll be able to join us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, where we're going to be doing some live demonstrations of how to decorate on these. We'll be using some pillows because these have got some nice metal zips on them. So obviously we need to isolate those areas, but you can see in real time just how easy it is to decorate. So do make sure you join in.
We love a pillow. Pillows are amazing.
Ask us lots of questions about the products that way. And you can, you know, if there's any particular placements you want us to try and do while we're live, we're happy to join in and try and do those as well.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. Make sure you join us. Do you want to pick that up? Do you want me to cut this and then?
Let me just grab my piece of paper.
Before we continue.
That's all right. You don't need to cut that bit. It's probably fine.
Okay, I won't cut it. I'll leave it in. Andy dropped his paper. Continue.
So in terms, if people want to get hold of the product range, how would they go about doing that?
So we're distributed exclusively through Prestige in the UK. In France, we're with Invertex. Italy, we're with Inova. And Netherlands, we're with Primax. And yeah, we're in conversation with a couple of other distributors. So hopefully we should have Spain, Scandinavia, Germany, Austria, and the surrounding countries settled fairly soon. We've just decided to just go with one distributor in each market. I think, you know, we don't want to get into price wars. We want to try and maintain the price. We're not trying to compete with the price point at the end of the market. We want to try and produce a good quality, good value product. So that's why we see ourselves in the market.
Excellent. And in terms of people partnering with either the wholesaler or yourself, will you have like media assets and pictures for people to use to start marketing the product as well?
Yeah, I mean, this is something, unfortunately, we are a little bit behind on at the moment. We had to get the product right, get the range right, get the distribution sorted in time to launch the trade shows. Unfortunately, that meant that our marketing has been pushed back a little bit. So we are working on explainer videos, end consumer videos, lifestyle shots. We're working on a lot of stuff. So LinkedIn, obviously, will be posting all of our content on there. We're looking at social media channels as well. So we don't have it as of today, but it's something that we will have very soon. So, yeah.
I have a question. How many, so we've looked at the hoodie, the polo and the t-shirt. How many items are there in total in the range? I know we discussed it before we went live, but we haven't actually told everyone how many products and what they all are in specific. So can you just run us through those quickly?
Sure. So we've got the classic tee, which is 180 DSM, 100% organic cotton, comes in 23 colours. We've got the oversized tee, which again is 23 colours, 100% organic cotton, 180 GSM. These are all unisex styles. We do have a women's specific t-shirt, which is the same fab, comp and weight, but is available in 10 colours. We've got a polo, which is 220 GSM PK organic cotton, 12 colours for that one. The crew, again, comes in 12 colours. That's 80% organic cotton, 20% recycled poly. All the sweat program is the same fab, comp and weight. The hoodie, the overhead hoodie is 23 colours and the zip through hood is 7.
That's quite a good range, actually, when it comes to putting things together in a package for customers. We often talk about, you know, upselling your current orders and making sure that the customers you're selling to, whether it be retail end of line or whether it's fulfillment for, you know, workwear and businesses and things, but if they're buying you know, t-shirts from you, if you have the option of, you know, the same brand, the same quality, the same print result of the hoodie or the sweatshirt, if you can provide all of that, that there's not too many options, but there's enough to cover all of the bases, I think that's a good like package for everybody to sort of go, that's all I really need. And like you say, color wise it's just your black, white and navy that's the most popular 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, I think we just needed to keep it tight to begin with, and I believe that what we've launched with will ultimately make up 80% of our turnover anyway. We will be adding styles and sizes, with, you know, looking at doing sort of kids and things like that. But yeah, we just wanted to make sure that we got the basics right, and that we had enough color options. But yeah, I think it's a good opening range.
I think it's good. Sometimes you give people too many choices, don't you? And then they can't make their mind up, which is never a good idea.
Yeah. Well, the colours have to be different enough, I think. And I think we've managed to achieve that. So
when you're thinking with our listener in mind, the person decorating the garment, they listen to the podcast today, they're interested in your products, they might order a couple to test them out for themselves. In terms of how they might pitch that to the customer or different types of audience that you'd expect this product to perform particularly well with, is there any kind of recommendations you would have for them of customer types to present this to that you think would perform well with?
Yeah, I mean, looking at it from, like I say, we've only been in this industry 12 months, so we don't fully understand exactly the breadth of the customers, but the ones that we've sort of identified early on are the sort of younger bedroom brands that are, you know, using a lot of DTG, because that's specifically what we designed those garments for. And then uniforms for companies that want something, you know, a slightly elevated offering in terms of uniforms. But that's, yeah, I'd say that's where we sit. It's the more sort of premium end rather than the price pointed end. It's not something that someone's going to print on and throw away because it'll be too expensive to do that, I think. So it's for something that people want to keep.
So just to give, as people start to see a bit more of yourself out and about, Felix, talking about the product range, but you have quite a good background in retail, above and beyond just Jack and Jones, but could you just tell people a little bit about your experience and how you might be able to help them with advice as they start to learn about this range and how they might be able to, as they go forward promoting it as well?
Yeah, I mean, my background is 100% retail fashion. I was UK sales manager for Bench. I was then a drop shipping specialist for a number of companies, you know, selling into Next, Debenhams, ASOS, all these sort of places. So I can certainly advise on retail trends and how to sell into a retailer, you know, if that's what the customer needs. And then again, obviously, I'm linked to Jack and Jones. We get all the sales data from them. We get all the trend predictions from them. So I can obviously help with that side of things. But other than that, I think I'll be learning from you guys, to be fair. So,
okay. Would you have any more questions today, Molly?
At the moment, I don't know. I think I'm really excited to do our live on Friday and actually get hands-on printing with them. Obviously, Andy's had the experience to have a go already, but now I'm looking forward to that. And I think, yeah, everyone listening, if you haven't already tried them, I would definitely order a couple of samples and just test them for yourself, because it's one thing seeing us handle them here and talk about them, but once you get your hands on them and you feel the quality, I think that is going to definitely persuade you to include it in your range.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, well, thank you very much for joining us, Felix. I really appreciate you taking the time. It was really insightful for us to learn a bit more about the brand and the history of the brand. And we look forward to doing some testing on Friday.
Yeah, brilliant.